104.7 Andy and Mel. It's 7:04. Quality Lenders Mash for Cash coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. It'll sometime after 7:20 this morning. Also, we're going to do Misconnections coming up at about that time. Mel's all fired up over there.
I am fired up.
For the cheater pumpkin eater?
Yeah, for good reason. I hope we help bust
Had a wife
person.
And didn't want to eat with her?
Apparently.
Speaking of wives, in a new survey, more than half of couples say that nagging is a problem in their relationship. The hell, you say?
Duh.
The top things people nag each other about?
Money.
Not getting enough attention?
Oh.
Housework?
Yeah.
And picking up things you drop around the house.
That would be nagging at my 7-year-old.
Well, yeah. When Hurricane Rockley hits a room, it's all over.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it is point, like with Jackie, with one kid, it was doable. You could keep up.
Right.
With two, there's just no hope.
It's that way for a little while. And they start getting older.
And now with
better.
Number three coming.
Oh, you've got
our
years.
House is going to look like hoarders.
Yeah. So you've got years of it.
It's just not going to get any better. Lots of people waiting in line for lots of things. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 comes out today or came out at midnight last night. TJ's on the phone. How's it going, TJ?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. So is there anything you'd wait in line 4 days for?
Well, I tell you what. You asked if anybody opened at midnight last night. I'm the store manager at Toys R Us here in town, and we opened at midnight. We had about 20 kids outside freezing cold waiting in line to buy
really?
Black Ops. Yep. Yep, and it was pretty darn cold last night. They waited out front for, I'd say they started lining up close to 10 o'clock.
What time? Well, that's not 4 days.
No.
But, it sure isn't 4 days, but there were stores that opened for it for sure.
But
it
here's
was
the thing.
Very, very cold,
Why,
though.
There wasn't a limited number of copies. I mean, everybody got one, right?
Everybody got one. I mean,
yeah. So why show up 2 hours beforehand? That's the part I don't get. Why get there so
the
early?
Anticipation. I'll tell you, about half the kids there said that they wouldn't be going to school the next day.
Were they like high school age kids?
Yeah, probably ages, I mean, I don't know, 16 to mid-20s.
Yeah.
And
oh, the college kids definitely aren't going to school today.
Yeah, they were going home to play all night long, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I had those days in college. But granted, the video games weren't nearly as cool when I was in college.
Yeah.
Which, if they were, I would have never graduated.
Yeah, that's
not
sure.
in a million years. Well, hey, thanks for the call, TJ.
You bet. Have a good morning.
Bye bye. Yeah. I mean, when it came out back in the day, the PS1, oh, wow. It was cool. But you can play PS1 games in a PS3. Mm. I put one in.
Yeah.
It sucked so bad. It was so bad.
Just this whole, like, PS gaming stuff makes me shake my head.
Why? What's wrong
know.
With it? Why are you
know.
So against it?
I don't know.
I don't understand women who are just like, oh, those are stupid.
I just can't get into it. Like,
what about your 800,000 photos you take on a daily basis?
That's art.
Allegedly. Art is in the eye of the beholder. I'm taking pictures of every single thing that I walk by is not interesting to me. I don't get it either.
Okay.
Okay. So why you got to be down on my gaming? Huh?
I'm just shaking my head.
Okay. In disapproval. You disapprove of everybody.
I do not yep. disapprove of everybody.
Everybody who's going to play a video game.
Not everybody plays video games.
Yep, but some people do, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, go ahead and play.
Okay. The other line people were waiting in was for Twilight. The black carpet premiere was last night in L.A., and there were people who camped in line for 4 days. And they didn't even get to see the movie. They were just wanted to get close to the famous folks that were going to be showing up there.
They wanted to be up close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. There is not a single famous person I would camp out for just to see.
A Jon Bon Jovi, I would.
Yeah, but that's not even for you. That's
for
your daughter.
It's for Quincy. Yeah.
I did come up with one, and Lindsay on our Facebook page gave me the idea for one thing I would camp out 4 nights for, and that was... She said Super Bowl tickets. I have to make it a little more specific.
Yeah.
Super Bowl tickets in which the Vikings are playing and they have to be front row end zone seats somewhere near the goalpost.
Nice.
Have to be end zone.
Kind of in the middle then.
I don't want to be on the sidelines.
Yeah.
you can't see the game well from there. The best place to sit in a stadium is the sideline.
The sideline or the end zone?
Sorry, the end zone, yeah.
I will 100% agree with you because both Vikings games I've been to, I've been in the end zone.
You can
and
see
loved
everything.
It. Loved it. I will never sit anywhere else.
And you don't even need to be close in the end zone to enjoy it. I sat in the upper deck like 10 rows from the top in the dome.
I've been pretty
close, zone.
Though.
You can still see the whole game. You can see everything happen. It's awesome in the end zone. Sheila is on the phone. How are you, Sheila?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. So is there anything you'd wait in line for 4 days for?
Yes, I would wait in line for 4 days to see Mumford & Sons in concert.
Really?
Yeah, I love them very, very much. And if I weren't already old, I would probably quit my job and become a groupie for the
band. My three favorite bands in the world, I would not camp out for four nights for them.
I mean, I have a lot of musical acts that I love, but I would not.
Yeah,
camp
I
out
just
for
can't.
The only and
I had a hard time getting out of bed at 7 a.m. that morning to buy Motley Crue tickets.
I feel like it's hard for you to call yourself fans then if you're not. If
no,
you're
that's not really. Oh, I think we're one of the biggest fans considering our job.
The bass. The root of the word fan is fanatic.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't think you're not a fan because you don't camp out for 4 days for them. Doesn't necessarily mean you're not a fan, but I definitely see where you're coming from, Sheila.
Yeah, it'd be like ridiculous fan. It's probably...
Yeah, lunatic fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it. They're truly the only group I've ever felt that way about, so...
Yeah. I think everybody's got one of those.
Yeah.
Where you just, totally, forget everything about yourself.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Sheila.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye.
We've got the Mash for Cash coming up in about 10 minutes or so. News is next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
That's Flo Rida, I Cry, Hot 104.7. It is 7:21. Andy and Mel up to 44 today. It's 18 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I better update my status to let everyone know that I'm going to bed because I'm sure they're wondering.
We haven't done this in a while.
We haven't.
But Mel came across a couple of dandies.
Thanks to my friend Jenny, actually.
Oh, she sent them to you?
Yeah, she's like, Mel, look at these.
I hadn't even thought to go check in a while. Craigslist missed connections. And when we do these, we only do them from... We could go looking all over the country for them to find good ones. I'd rather do them from around here because they're more interesting that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll let you go first, Mel. You're Cheater Cheater Pumpkin Eater.
Yes. This is such a long shot, but you were at the attic with your family, and I was with my wife. We sat where we could see each other very well. And I couldn't help but notice your constant eye contact we made. I would like to get to know you. When you reply, please put the football team I was cheering for in the subject line or in the email somewhere. You are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to smack him in the head.
That's not cool.
No. What the heck?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody was there, we should bust this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Bust him.
I don't get why people think cheating's okay.
Maybe
they don't think it's okay. They just think they can get away with it.
Not anymore, mister. Not anymore.
Oh.
He's 39.
What was it, Friday night at the attic?
Yep.
Okay, well...
Excuse me.
That would be something if it... any woman who went to the attic on Friday night with her husband now is like, what were you doing? What?
No.
You might cause some unnecessary fights.
Sunday evening, 11:11.
Oh. Okay. What were you doing?
Mm-hmm. Well,
whoops.
I don't, whatever.
Yeah. All right, here's my...
If he was 39.
I met eyes with you in the medical cream aisle of Walmart. You've seen me scratch. At first, I thought you were disgusted. Then, when you walked by, I watched you get another look, as if to say, you believed in second chances. I don't need a cream for something that's not contagious. I need your love. Please respond to my true, burning desire.
TV quality pun.
Yeah. That has to be made up.
I don't think
that so. That has to be made up.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's a real one. That's got to be made up. Someone is just having fun on there.
I don't know. I think that one's real.
Because there's been a few times where people have posted them, like, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if this one was posted hoping we'd find it and read it.
Maybe. It's possible. But I don't think so. I think that one's real.
And if someone wants to do that, far be it from me to tell you not to.
Right?
If you want to go write one and put it up on Craigslist, that's just fine by me. If it's funny, I'll read it on the air. I don't care.
Oh, love it.
We got to do the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. Doing it a little different, playing more of the music a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
Two songs at a time all the way through in the mash. There are seven songs total.
Okay.
And you have to identify all seven songs just playing it once. One time only. Here is the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. There it was. If you can identify all seven songs that are in there, 361-5557. It's 725, Hot Water 4.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot Water 4.7, Andy and Mel, 739 up to 44 today. It is 18 right now. We've got to do this. Almost forgot. Got to crack the vault. Nate, I don't see an email from you or a text. Oh, boy, he's slipping. Well, we'll go with this, 34. 34 is your first digit. That's the first time in, like, months that he has not.
He must be sick.
Or out of the state.
But he always tells us if he's going to be gone. Like,
yeah.
He'll even send us a message.
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
He's at home playing Call of Duty.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's what it was. He took the day off to play Call of Duty.
No, he did not.
He's busy.
Mm-mm.
I totally understand, Nate.
Anyway. I know. He has to be sick. Seriously.
So, some more of the things. We'll still take your calls and texts on what would you wait in line 4 days for? There was one text that said, for a date with Emma Stone.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't do it for a date with anybody. Assuming I was not married, it would have to be a little more than a date, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
Got an email yesterday from a gal who will leave her name out of it. She said, I'm in my 30s and just got engaged to a guy. Things have been pretty hectic. We've been together for 5 years. He handed me some prenup papers. He's got a good job and comes from a good family, but it's not like they're the Rockefellers or anything.
Okay.
He told me it was just so we could both protect our assets in case something goes wrong. And she said, would like you to talk about this on your show, and I would appreciate any feedback I get from your listeners. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, because are prenups necessarily for super rich people?
I don't think so. I actually think that...
I would imagine there's a few farmers who have entered into prenups.
You know, and I know a prenup is unromantic.
Very unromantic.
But
and incredibly practical.
But it's very practical. I don't know. I'm kind of okay with it.
It depends. I don't think you have to be super rich.
No, I don't. I mean, it's not like it's probably costing a whole lot of, you know.
But if you own something significant value.
Oh,
a business, for instance. I mean, if you own a small business, then you because if you split up, then you'd have to pay them half of what the business is worth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or sell it, or
say the woman had a business in the relationship, had a business, had built it all by herself from scratch,
mm-hmm.
and then they split up. he's going to be entitled to half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's fair.
No.
But it happens. Now, it was never even a question with me and my wife because, well, neither one of us were really worth anything. So there wasn't anything to lose.
But maybe you have an old collector's car or a collection of something that's worth some money.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that you wouldn't want to have to sell or get rid of or something like that.
Or even a house.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm okay with it, actually.
Yeah, in the right circumstances.
It doesn't have to be a big old stack, big old prenup type scenario, but, you know, as you see, like, on the TV.
But how would you react if someone came to you with the prenup?
Probably
you would not
first,
react
I would,
well.
I would be offended.
You would not react well.
No, I know. I'm saying at first I would be offended. I would have to let it sink in a little bit, and it would be wise if he would give me a few days to think about it, because I immediately fly off the handle.
Oh,
about
yeah.
Things. I don't.
You're an overreactor.
I know. I can admit that. I know I am.
361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Let us know what you think. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. 752 up to 44 today. It is 18 right now. Would you sign a prenup? We got an email from somebody who was a little surprised that their fiance gave her a prenup. He's not a super rich family, but they were looking to protect assets, and so he wanted a prenup. It's a fascinating question. Would you be okay with signing one? It completely depends on the situation.
I think so.
If they come from Richie Rich money, yeah, you better count on signing one.
Right.
You have to count on it. If they own a business, like they had it before you and they want to make sure that they have it after you in case.
Yeah, I think if you have like a collection of something that's worth a lot of money or something like that, that's another reason. You know, you don't want to lose that in case something happens in the divorce.
Jennifer's on the phone. How are you, Jennifer?
Good.
So would you sign a prenup?
No, actually, my boyfriend and I discussed it because we've been together for 3.5 years and we've been talking about marriage. And I asked him if he would have me sign a prenup, and he said yes, and I was really offended because I'm not the type of person to take stuff that isn't mine. Because him and his dad, they own their own business, so they want to protect that.
Yeah.
So I even told him, I said, I don't want your business. Because, one, I don't know how to run that kind of business because they're an excavating.
But so the thing is, it isn't so much that. It's that they would have to pay you for half of what it's worth.
Right.
Well, and I'm divorced already, and I never took anything of my ex-husband because I'm not that kind of person. And since he's been with me that long, he should know that already. So.
But people do weird things when they get put in a position of divorce and revenge and being mad and angry. Even if you say that now, things could change if something like that happened.
And you may know that completely in your heart, but I don't think there's any way he can completely know that.
Right.
I understand that. You know, my ideas on a prenup is, it's saying if something goes wrong. So basically, everybody's preparing for something to go wrong. So in the beginning, they're not even giving their marriage a chance, you know?
Well, I guess if you're going to look at it glass half empty, I suppose it is kind of starting it off on a negative, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
So it's basically starting your marriage off on distrust and unhappiness and, something's going to go wrong, and if it does, I want to cover my butt, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Jennifer.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I understand that. I mean, I got one text message that said, don't get married then. Okay, I get it. You know, if you have that much distrust, maybe you shouldn't, but...
I don't think it's about trust.
I mean, if you have a smaller business, I don't think it's as big an issue. If you have a medium-sized business, you know, then...
Yeah.
Or certainly a large business... I'm sorry, you're going to have to.
To me, though, I don't think this is about a trust thing. It's about
But that's how the other person could view it.
Right.
You know, you don't trust me that I would... Well, it's not that. It's that law in South Dakota says we get divorced, we split everything.
Yeah, you know, people, when they're mad, do, you know, bad things, mean things.
They absolutely do.
That's the thing.
Elizabeth's on the phone. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, prenup, what do you think?
I think I agree with you. It is very, very unromantic, and I think that almost any woman might overreact at first, but I think Mel's right. If you let it sink in a little bit, I think it's a good idea. I mean, of course, every couple, when they get married, thinks they're going to be together forever, but the divorce rates are so high that statistics don't necessarily say that we will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought I was going to be together forever with my ex-husband, yeah. And we got divorced.
My, my mom thought so, too. She's been married. She's on her third marriage. This one, I'm sure, will last, but, you know, you just never know.
Yeah. I think that there you need to be a little bit more tactful in the way you do it. You don't just hand them the papers.
Yeah, that's not a good way to do it.
So
yeah,
I mean,
here's what you do: you take them to a nice restaurant, and then you put it underneath their dish.
No,
in a plastic bag.
No, I think there needs to be.
And then when they finish it, then they see, I love you.
I think it's definitely worth a discussion and a little bit of preparation before. You know, you just drop it on them, but I think it's completely logical these days. But I don't think that any man should expect that their, woman is not going to maybe overreact, at least at first.
Yeah, you better count on an overreaction.
I would first,
without question.
I would first take it and have a conversation regarding it.
Yeah.
Then what would you think about,
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Elizabeth.
Yep, thanks.
Bye-bye. I think what we should do here is we will act out. We'll pretend you and I are engaged to be married, and I will present you with prenup papers.
And I'll overreact.
Yeah. So we'll do that coming okay. up next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.